Hi, I'm James Turbon. I'm a technical evangelist with Microsoft. And I'm here to talk with Floyd Hilton about SQL database projects in Visual Studio. Floyd, would you introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Floyd Hilton. I've been doing software development for 15 years or so. And all through my career, I've been trying to work with different versions of SQL databases and different ways to deploy them and release them. And in the last couple of years, I came upon the SQL database project in Visual Studio. And I was really impressed and started talking to people about it because I think it's a tool that everybody should know about.
Great. So what is a SQL database project?
Well, I'll see the best way to describe it. It basically allows you to store the state of your database, the tables and the stored procedures and views and so on, in a code form that you can then compile and validate and store in version control.
Okay, great. So we've done some database projects in the past together. What's the difference between a SQL database project and a sequential set of SQL scripts?
Sure. So there's basically two main ways to store SQL in a database. There's transformational and state-based. So the scripts in order that you're talking about is more of a transformational process, and that's actually the process that I've been using for years. I developed a process where when you first start a new project, you'd create your base database, using either Manager Studio or CodeFirst or however you'd like to do it. And then as you're working on your project, when you need to add a new field or you need to add a new table or so on, you just create a change script for that and you'd save them in a particular directory for that release. You'd number them to keep them in the right order. And then when you actually go to deploy the particular feature or change or release, you would just run all those scripts in order and that would take your database state from what it was to where you want it to be. So that's kind of a transformational way to do it. The SQL database project is more of a state-based methodology. So it basically allows you to store the particular state of your tables, views, stored procedures as they are at a point in time. And then what the tools allow you to do, which is really cool, is if you have a particular state of your database in a Visual Studio database project, you can then publish that state to a live database or test database or so on, and the tool creates the change scripts for you. So you say, I want my database to look like this with these procedures and these tables, make it happen. And it creates the change scripts for you, and you can either save them to a script or you can publish right away and make the changes to your database.
Okay, great. So it sounds like the SQL scripts are actually inside your Visual Studio project. Are there any advantages to that?
Yeah, actually, so the way it works, when you first get your SQL scripts into the database project, there's an import wizard which works really well. You just give it a connection to a database. You tell it some what you want to import. There's a lot of choices. It's an interesting tool. You can go from very basic to very complicated. But at the basic level, you can just import your tables, views, and stored procedures, and then it saves the scripts in an actual project file in Visual Studio. And what's cool about that is that for small projects like basic web applications that have a single database and a single code base, you can actually store your SQL project right next to your code project, right in your solution for your tool. Yeah, so it works really well because oftentimes you'll commit a feature that has a database component and it has a code component. And if you're tracking them right in the same solution file and you're tracking it in version control, it's really easy to keep those together and know that they need to be deployed at the same time.
So you're telling me I can right-click and find the history of my SQL script files?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. You could use almost any version control because it's really saving them as text files. So,
okay.
But I recommend Git because it's easily integrated with Visual Studio now, and it's probably the most mainstream version control going on. And yeah, just like with your code, when you want to go back, you know, if you have a problem with a system, what's the first thing you do? You ask what changed. And if you're leaving the whole database side out of that source control equation, it makes it a lot harder to know what's changed. And if you have that nice history, the first thing you can do is go back and look and say, oh, look, these three procedures were updated in the last couple of weeks, and that's when we started having the problem. Well, there, we've just really narrowed where you have to look for.
Oh,
so,
great.
Yeah.
So it sounds like a great solution for small projects. Can you also apply it to larger projects?
Yep, absolutely. I've probably done 5 or so migrations into SQL Server database projects at this point.
Okay.
The latest I did was the most complicated. We have a client that has a main database with a lot of other interconnected databases from different systems that they use. And that database has been in production for well over 15 years. It may even be close to 18 or 20. And there is a lot of history in there. They were tracking all of their database changes in manual scripts, which was working, but somewhat error prone and difficult to know what was released and live and what wasn't and so on. So I decided to import the database into a SQL database project to show them some of the benefits that they could have with that tool. And when I first imported it, they were basically in the database, SQL database project, one of the neat things that it does is that it validates your schema. So it will tell you if you have a view that depends on a table and a certain field in that table and the field is not there, it will give you a red squiggly line.
Oh, wow. Red squiggly line.
Red squiggly line.
SQL project.
So it's awesome. And so you can imagine a 15-year-old database with hundreds of views, and you're going to get a lot of red squiggly lines because things change over time. A view may no longer even be used, but no one really notices because it's just sitting there. Well, you go to import it into the project and you see those sorts of errors. Luckily, because I've done this a few times now, I know some key things to look for. When I first saw all the red squiggly lines from this 15-year-old database, it made me a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
But I went ahead and plowed through it, and it really took me less than a day to go through all the errors and just methodically take care of them. Some of the tricky parts is if you have a database that depends on another database.
Okay.
Any view or something that depends on an external database to the one you're working with will fail if it can't find a link to the external database. So in the SQL database project, you can actually make references just like you do in your code. So if database A needs a table in database B, you can either import database B or you can do what they call a DAC pack, which is a zipped file version of that database B. And you can just add a reference to it, and then you know that particular red squiggly will go away because it can now find that database.
Great. So tell me a little bit more about some of the features inside Visual Studio that you get when using Visual Studio projects.
Sure. So Visual Studio database projects are part of the SQL Server database tools. And those tools, you could install them in Visual Studio 2012, but they're built right into Visual Studio 2013. And they let you create your SQL database projects. They also let you compare schema and data between different databases.
Oh, even data, huh?
Data. And you can also compare schema between a database and a SQL database project. So that's really powerful because once you've imported all your schema into your database project and you're working in there, you want to make sure that people could still be making changes to your database
right. Manually.
Best practice would be eventually to lock that down and use a more rigid process through the SQL database project for that. But until that happens, once you're working away in your SQL database project, you could then compare your live database to the project, and it will tell you if anything's changed in the live database that's not in your project.
So you can catch all those people that are changing their SQL scripts on the fly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Great. So this sounds awesome. Do you find people are using it?
Well, that's a good question. So I got excited about this tool and decided to give a talk about it at the Boston Code Camp. And as part of that talk, at the very beginning, I asked a couple questions. And one question I asked was, well, who's writing an application that's attached to a database of some kind? You know, everybody's hands goes up. And then I said, well, who is storing their schema and database objects in version control in some way? And all the hands except two went down.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, which I kind of suspected because of the different places that I've been, I've seen that. But it was an eye-opener to say, well, not only are people not using SQL database projects, but they're not even storing their SQL in source control.
At all.
Okay. And so, gosh, the benefits for just getting it in source control, much less using the database project, are amazing. I mean, you can see your history. You can know what changed. You can automate your release process. There's so much you can do. And so so at that point, I really decided I want to try and tell other people about not only getting their SQL code in version control, but a really easy way, in my opinion, much easier than it used to be, to do that, which is to use a SQL Server database project.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So is it pretty easy to get started with one of these projects?
Yeah, it's actually really easy to get started. There's quite a few tutorials out there. I have some information on my website, which we can talk about a little bit later. But the really neat part is because Microsoft's making all their tools available for free to use with smaller teams. You can download Visual Studio Community Edition. You can download a free version of SQL Server, and you can get started right away. These SQL Server database tools are built right in. You can the quick and dirty steps are you create a new solution, you add a project to that of a type SQL Server database project.
Okay.
Then you can just right-click on that project and say import database. Use your connection string to point it to the database, and it'll import all your schema and store procedure.
Oh, wow. And so then you can hook it up to your version control, and
yep.
you have your SQL database in version control.
Absolutely.
Just like that.
Absolutely.
Wow.
What you'll find is when after you've imported, you'll see some of those red squiggly lines.
Okay.
And there's a few basic steps to go through to get rid of those. With a little practice, though, it becomes pretty easy. So
you mentioned the project actually builds. Can you talk a little bit about what a SQL project builds? Because that sounds a little bit strange to a developer.
Yeah. So the sense that it builds is that the tool will validate all of your different schema. It's kind of like compiling. So it will look at the, like I mentioned earlier, I think that it'll look and see that all the tables that are being referenced or fields that are being referenced are valid. It'll also, you can set on your project the validation level of the database. So whether it's a SQL 2008 database or 2012 or so on, and it'll validate the schema for that too. So if a certain piece of functionality is only works in SQL Server 2012 and you have a 2008 target, then that's not going to work, and it'll let you know that.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
So can you do any sort of continuous integration with this project?
Yep, absolutely. There are a number of different tutorials out there. Basically, the compiling process we were talking about, the result is what they call a DAC pack, which I forget what the acronym stands for at this point, but it's basically a nice package of all your schema and store procedures, functions, views, and any data scripts that you want to have run, all in effect is a zip file, and that's transportable and releasable by a number of different tools.
Great. Well, thanks for talking with us today, Floyd.
Sure, absolutely.
Where can people find you?
I am on Twitter at fhilton, and I have a website, floydhilton.com, where I have a few posts about this process. You can get some more information there, or please hit me up if you have any questions. Also, I'm the Director of Software Development for Pinnacle IT in Waterville, and we're doing this as a service. So if you and your team don't have any time to look into the SQL database projects, or you want us to come in and quickly help you with our expertise on working through the initial issues of an import, please let us know.
Great. Well, thank you, and we'll see you again next time.